The U.S. Surgeon General issued a call to action Tuesday to prevent skin cancer. It's the most commonly diagnosed cancer in the country, and Utah has a higher rate of melanoma than any other state. KUER's Andrea Smartin has more.
The Surgeon General's call to action focuses on reducing ultraviolet, or UV, exposure, which causes the vast majority of melanomas. Lynn Nilsen, director of the Utah Department of Health Cancer Control Program, says the rate of melanoma in this state is 61% higher than the national rate, and the death rate from melanoma is 30% higher.
We have a very high elevation in the state of Utah, and we have a very active outdoor lifestyle. Utahns are very active. We're very recreational. We're outside all the time. And sunlight is reflected by the snow and by water, and those all increase the chances of melanoma as well.
Nilsen says the Department of Health is always working to educate people about the importance of wearing sunscreen and a hat, staying in the shade, avoiding indoor tanning, and avoiding the outdoors between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. when ultraviolet rays are typically the highest.
It's an ongoing education, and we know that most skin damage happens under the age of 35, from the time you're a child, from the time you're a teen. You're just outside more often. So it's super important to make sure that parents are educated and that kids are wearing sunscreen.
Utah has made some progress on reducing the use of tanning salons. In 2011, more than 1 in 10 Utah teenagers reported using an indoor tanning device at least once in the previous year. The rate dropped to about 1 in 14 after a 2012 state regulation required a parent's consent for a teen to use a tanning device. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.